PDCA is a way to develop and not just improve the process. Many people wrongly believe that Plan Do Check Act, PDCA, is a cycle for improving things without considering the involvement of people. PDCA strives to make process better, but if you only make the process better without developing and teaching your people, you risk the process regressing. People need to learn and understand how to continuously improve things so they can continue to manage the process using the new method. PDCA is a great way for people to learn because they learn through doing. The most important thing is to choose a real project and begin making improvements to a process. You can't learn how to play football just by watching a game. In the same way, you can't learn how to play golf just by watching the coach. You need to practice with the mentor watching you closely in order to learn new habits and break old ones. Having a coach who pays close attention is very important when you want to make a new method a regular part of your routine. Toyota has a process for solving problems. It goes through different steps that follow the PDCA wheel. 1. Explain the problem compared to the ideal plan. 2. Understand the current situation, plan. 3. To make it easier, divide the problem into smaller parts, make a plan. 4. Discover the main reason for the problem, strategy. 5. Make a plan for measures to take against something. 6. Carry out the solution. 7. Look at or review what the real results are. 8. Change, modify, make consistent and expand the solutions to be used in different places. The plan phase is called 5 times before moving on to the do phase. This is to make sure that the work is done well and that the solution chosen will fix the problem. Lean focuses on the strategy or blueprint. To make a plan, you need to regularly observe and learn about what is happening in the actual work area. This helps you identify the main problems, collect information, talk to the workers involved, and come up with the most effective solution from various options. Many leaders don't spend enough time observing the situation before taking action. The leader usually enjoys doing things themselves, but this approach can lead to a quick but ineffective solution that may cause more problems in other areas. Skipping ahead to the do step can make the problem worse and cause the solution to be very expensive. Think about when cars have issues with the electrical system. In this situation, the technician figured out that the issue was with the spark plug coils pack. The cost to change that is $350. Sadly, the issue was not what we initially thought. Instead, the issue was with a part called the engine control unit, ECU, which was defective. The cost of replacing the ECU is $1,500. The loss of time, hard work, and materials resulted in a cost of over $1,850. Solomon, 2014. Explain the issue in relation to the goal of finding the present and desired conditions. You may think that a 97% quality ratio is good, but any difference between what you currently have and what could be achieved is a chance for your competitors to do better. A big problem in this step is that people don't talk about their problems because they are afraid of being blamed. People don't usually think about problems or talk about them openly. This always makes it hard to understand the problem and find the difference between how things are now and how they should be. Understanding the present moment is extremely important. Management decisions should be made according to real information and evidence, rather than just relying on numbers or automated reports. This is why it's really important for managers to visit the Gemba and see what's actually happening. Observe the steps and try to find a solution, and avoid putting blame on individuals. Ahmed, 2014. Divide the problem into smaller parts that are easier to deal with. We have observed that many companies set goals and pass them down to lower levels. The leaders listed are in charge of meeting this goal on time. The bosses might blame the people in charge if they don't reach the goal on schedule. The top bosses sometimes set very high goals, like wanting an 80% improvement in quality this year instead of a 20% improvement over 4 years. This is one more instance of bad management behaviors. Studies have shown that people are more likely to succeed when working on specific, achievable tasks rather than difficult, broad ones. Trying to make big changes all at once can cause a system to fail, especially if people are not familiar with the process of making improvements. Leaders need to have the ability to wait calmly and be tolerant. Breaking down the goal into smaller steps can motivate people to join in and take action. Discovering the main reason for the problem. Keep in mind that when you first look at the problem, it may seem like a person. But leaders need to search further to discover the real reason behind something. Having too much confidence can make it difficult to solve problems. Leaders believe they have the knowledge to solve problems and will only address the surface-level issues when going through the problem-solving process. If you don't know the real problem, you may make a plan and spend resources on something that won't succeed. Choose the best solution from the various options suggested by the people involved in the process and from different viewpoints. Lean promotes choosing one option from different choices. Decide what you should do first and choose the solution with the best chance of working. Maybe you can pick one that is easier to use and not too expensive. Then, you need to create a plan that decides who will do what, when they will do it, and where it will happen. But sometimes, spending time thinking about and planning a solution might not find the right answer. Right now, it might be a good idea to start a small test project to see what actions should be taken to solve the problem. Take action. You can only move on to the take action stage once you have implemented the countermeasures. You need to be cautious because some managers believe that once they start the process, the system will function forever without any problems. It is important to keep an eye on the process. Keep helping and encouraging people to not go back to old habits. To put it simply, it is advisable to use measurements or numbers to evaluate or analyze things.